Searching for that open door. Every road that I've taken led to my regret, and I don't know if I'm going.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
And you
are exalted over all the earth.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. Well, today we're celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus is alive. He's conquered sin, Satan, and the grave.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He has dealt a fatal blow to sin. He dealt a fatal blow to Satan. And he dealt a fatal blow to death. They will never, ever rise up and master mankind ever again. Amen. What Jesus did, he did for all men. So today, I'm going to answer four questions. Why did Jesus come? Why did Jesus go to the cross and what happened there? Why did he come? Then why did he go to the cross? What happened at the cross? Is Jesus really alive? Is he really alive? And then what is the proper response to God's grace? How do you respond to what God did? So I'm going to answer those four questions. First question, why did Jesus come? Very simple. He came because he loves us. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So, a long time ago, I began to do a study and say, why did Jesus come? And really, he came, it wasn't just that one reason, but that is the ultimate reason, was because of his love. He also said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's another reason he came. Then John 10:10 says, I have come that you might have life and that more abundantly. So he came that we might have life and not just a barely get along life, but a what? What kind of life? An abundant life. Jesus came that we might have the abundant life, that we might live the abundant life. And then I found a scripture over in 1 John chapter 3 that says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So he also came to destroy the works of the devil. That word destroy, it means to undo or to dissolve or to make of none effect. So what Jesus came to do, he came to undo what Satan did. That means even for us today, whatever Satan is doing in your life right now, Jesus have the power to undo it. Amen. If he's got you bound, Jesus can unbound you. If you're sick in disease, he can unsick in disease you. He can heal you. If you're poor, he can unpoor you. If you're cursed, he can uncurse you. Amen. Glory to God. I mean, if you're suffering, he can undo your suffering. So Jesus came to undo the works of the devil. And he did do that through his death, burial, and resurrection. He came to give us life. He came to save us from eternal damnation and destruction. I mean, that's a biggie right there. Jesus came to deliver us, the Bible says, from the wrath to come. Amen. That means that when I accepted Christ, then I am no longer in line or subject to the wrath of God, because God still maintains wrath against ungodliness and against rebellious ones. As I was sharing Friday, as we were talking about heaven, I made a statement that heaven is so good that not even the devil wanted to leave. He rebelled against God and wanted to stay. Sometimes a rebellious child, when they rebel against their parent, they want out of the house. Rebellion normally drives you away from that authority, right? But heaven is so good that the devil rebelled and wanted to stay. And God kicked him out, expelled him, banished him from the kingdom. And so we see that Jesus came so that we would not suffer eternal damnation, so that we would not spend eternity away from God in a place called hell, which is the second death. Everybody dies once, physical death, but not everybody dies twice. The only people that die twice are those that are rebellious. So you don't want to die without Jesus, because if you die in that state, then you're going to experience the second death, which is eternal separation from God in an awful place called hell. Now, I just had to tell you the whole truth. You know what I'm talking about? I just can't sugarcoat it to you and tell you if you die, you're just going to be at rest. You know, everything going to be all right. You're going to get a second chance. You ain't getting another chance. You have to take advantage of the life you got right now, because if you die without Christ, it'll be too late. You can't receive Christ 1 second after you die if you hadn't received him while you was living. You can't change your mind 1 second after you land in hell and say, oh, wait a minute, I changed my mind. Nope, too late. So Jesus came to save us from that. That's his love, because he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it, but he saved us from that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus. I've been saved from eternal damnation. Hallelujah. I remember one time the devil lied to me when I was about 12 years old, 11 or 12, told me I had committed the unpardonable sin. And all I could see was me going before God and him pushing me away and saying, you can't come in. And I would cry at night and saying, Lord, please don't push me away. All that, the thought of that just scared me to no end. And my mama helped me. She might not even remember, you know, because kids, we wear their ears out every day, you know, especially when you got 7 of them. Tammy wasn't born then. But one night she had us around the bed praying, and I started crying at the end of the prayer. And she said, what's the matter? I said, I committed the unpardonable sin. She said, well, what'd you do? It was so bad. I said, I cursed Jesus. I didn't really curse him, but some fellas that I hung out with had took a song and had changed the words in it where they were cursing Jesus, and I couldn't get that song out of my head. I kept hearing it over and over, and I was like, no, no, no. And the devil took advantage of my ignorance and said, you curse the Lord, you ain't never going to heaven now. And he tormented me with that thought. And my mom would say, well, you know, I believe if you ask the Lord to forgive you, he'll forgive you. He'll forgive you for it. And that kind of set me at ease that, okay, I can be forgiven. But I hate to hear that song, even today. I don't like hearing that song. So I didn't commit the unpardonable sin. And some of y'all here, maybe the devil has lied to you and told you that you have committed the unpardonable sin that God will never forgive you. I'm here to tell you today that forgiveness is available. Amen. As long as you have breath, you can receive God's forgiveness. Amen. Amen. Amen? Jesus came to restore our broken fellowship with God. He came to reconcile us to God. He came to bring us back into a place of favor and blessing. He came to redeem us from all iniquity and sin so that we could live a joyful life on earth. Sin promises to please, but it can't ever deliver. The only real joy in life is the joy that comes from heaven. The only real joy is the joy of your salvation. Hallelujah. And I thank God that Jesus gave us joy. Amen. There's joy in his salvation. Amen. So that's the reason why he came. I've answered that question. Why did he come? He came because he loved you. He came to deliver you from eternal damnation. He came to give you life. He came to restore your fellowship with God. He came to deliver you from iniquity. That's what Jesus did. He did it for you. Now, why did Jesus go to the cross and what happened there? Why did Jesus go to the cross and what happened there? Well, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. In other words, sin, when man sinned, when Adam sinned the first time, I mean, the first time he sinned, he died spiritually. That's why he was afraid in the garden. All of a sudden, fear came in him. He died. He passed from life to death. Jesus came to the earth so that we could pass from death back into life. But it required the sacrifice of someone who had never sinned before, and there was no men qualified. Amen? Nobody else was qualified to redeem us from our sin because it had to be somebody that was perfect, that had never sinned. God set that pattern in the old covenant. Amen? I mean, think about it right now. They say over 7 billion people on the face of the earth right now. And there's not a man on this earth that's qualified to redeem you. If you could find one perfect human being on the earth, you could say the whole Bible's a lie. Just one out of 7 billion that's never sinned. Just one. Anybody here qualified? Well, we sure ain't gonna find no redemption in this room, are we? Don't be looking to me for your redemption. I can't save you. I'm just like you. It don't matter where you go on the face of the earth, you're gonna find man as a sinner. But Jesus came, the only sinless man. He was qualified to go to the cross. And I'm going to tell you, when he went to the cross, there's a lot more that happened at the cross than meets the natural eye. Because people, when they look at the cross, when we look at movies of Jesus, we see that he was unmercifully beaten and whipped and scourged. And I mean, just the Bible says he was beaten beyond recognition.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If